Mostly fair skies and 65 degrees at 8:06. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe police have captured an alleged rape suspect following a chase that ended Wednesday morning along Desiard Street near 4th and Catawba Streets. Police arrested Lionel Cage after investigating two similar alleged rape incidents in the Spurgeon Drive area in Monroe. Cage apparently dropped off an alleged victim mid-morning Wednesday near the Spurgeon location. Police say Cage's arrest interrupted what the suspect says was a planned shootout with police. Police have charged Cage with sexual battery, second-degree kidnapping, aggravated rape, and other charges. A new assessment of the Louisiana housing market has found that nearly 45% of renters are considered rent-stressed because they're paying more than 35% of their monthly income in rent. The national average is at close to 43%. The study by LSU professors Jim Richardson and Roy Heidelberg notes the percentage of Louisiana residents in that category has gone up by almost 15 percentage points since 2000. Richardson and Heidelberg caution the Louisiana Housing Corporation report doesn't look at household income, so affluent people could fall into the category too. Meanwhile, Louisiana homeowners are less cost-stressed than the rest of the country. 22% are spending more than 35% of their monthly income on a mortgage, compared to 26% nationwide. The former chief financial officer at the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office faces theft and malfeasance charges after he allegedly gave himself two unauthorized pay increases. State Police Trooper Albert Paxton says the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office provided the evidence that led to the arrest of 61-year-old George Tospin of Jonesville.
Investigators discovered that not only the two pay increases that were not authorized, but he also issued himself a payroll check for overtime that he didn't work.
Paxton says the state audit revealed Tospin received over $22,000 in excess wages from August 2009 to November of 2013. He says Tospin surrendered to investigators.
They gave him the opportunity to turn himself in, and he turned himself in to the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office, and he was arrested and booked, and his bond is set at $25,000.
Paxton says Tospin faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. He says last May, Catahoula Parish Sheriff James Kelly requested that the Louisiana State Police Bureau of Investigations look into accusations that Tospin stole public funds. New research provided to the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries shows Louisiana black bear populations are making great strides towards recovery. Large Carnivore Program Manager Maria Davidson says they don't have an official count on how many black bears are in the state, but they've learned there are at least 250 female bears, which is a good number.
We're excited about it. We're excited to turn this information over to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and we're hopeful about what we're going to hear from them.
The hope is to have the Louisiana black bear removed from the endangered species list. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will make that determination. Davidson says the future of the black bear is looking good.
The determination was that they had a 99% chance of viability of persistence over 100 years.
LDWF has worked many years to rebuild the population of the Louisiana black bear. In the 1950s, there were only 100 black bears in the state. Davidson says it appears that female black bears are beginning to breed more on a regular basis. Well, the KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with the high in the upper 80s. Mostly fair tonight, the low in the low 60s.